Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
408 DGS. So Judy was tearing up and Rachel was tearing up, like talking about Operation Food Search. And if we can hit our goal of $100,000, that'll buy $1 million worth of food.
That's crazy.
Because of the way they buy and have the deals in bulk. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
The DGS audience can buy $1 million worth of food for needy people by Christmas.
Yeah, every dollar donated buys $10 worth of food, and it all stays local.
Yeah.
All for kids in this area, all for people
it's pretty amazing.
In this area.
Bob on Twitter says, Dave just said if everyone listening gave a dollar now, the goal will be met. I'm challenging every listener to give $10 by tomorrow to nail it now.
Very nice. Okay. Zoo news?
Yeah.
So yesterday we had the beginning of the Planet of the Apes with the chimp war, ripping children's arms off in Malaysia and living as a married couple.
Yeah.
Wearing clothes.
In the backyard, attacking kids.
Yes, driving a Chevy Volt. Today we have turkeys. Wild turkeys, I guess because we're encroaching on their land or something, have become so aggressive that they are knocking on doors with their beaks.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Like and picking fights?
They're knocking on doors with their beaks to get your attention so that you'll give them food.
Oh.
They're like trick-or-treating.
I thought they want to fight.
Yeah, I thought they were like, step outside with me.
Like, hey, pal.
My cousin was your Thanksgiving dinner last year.
Maybe you remember Larry.
Maybe you could come outside and say it to my face.
So they're having this big kerfuffle in New York State where it's happening because they're saying, don't feed them. They'll just go next door to the next guy.
Right.
But I mean, I got to tell you something. Turkey knocks on my door, I'm feeding him.
That's right.
Yeah, he's earned it.
Yeah. I want no trouble with turkeys.
What does one feed a turkey?
Chicken.
Turkey.
Chicken. Of course it's chicken. What was I thinking?
We actually have more zoo news than that.
Hit it.
You can find this on the DGS blog, 971talk.com/Glover. A fish with a human face.
Oh, God.
What?
Yes.
It was found in China. It's a special species of carp. Human face on a fish.
Dude, it's legit. This is going to change your life.
There he is. He's got high cheekbones.
He's not a bad-looking guy.
No, he's handsome. You see that?
Oh, my. He's got eyebrows.
He does.
That is so creepy.
Right? Somewhere out there, you know, there's a guy with a fish face.
That is a former man that was cursed by a witch to become a fish.
Yeah, the Incredible Mr. Limpet.
He kind of looks slightly Voldemort-ish. Just saying.
Do you guys have any zoo news?
The Dark Lord.
Yeah, got anything you want to share?
Two of us have it.
No, I don't know.
I've got no zoo news. Let me see what I can find.
I think my oldest dog is incontinent.
Oh,
really?
That count?
There it is. There you go. I can't tell.
You know how you cure that?
What do you mean
she's
you can't
a real,
tell?
Well, because she's a real pansy about the snow. So I can't tell if she's just not going outside because she doesn't want to be out there. And so she just stands right by the door when she goes outside and like just waits and then never goes to the bathroom.
Huh.
Or if she's just going to the bathroom.
You got to put your finger in her butt.
Everywhere.
Oh, is that what you do?
What?
Who are we talking about?
Does it matter?
No. It's still going to be my advice.
It's still going to be the answer. I know.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't a very good lawyer. It's always my go-to.
He stole $500,000 out of our shared account.
Tried putting your finger in his butt?
I don't think there's any way to save our marriage.
Honestly, I think that advice would cure 50% of problems.
It's a high number. I'm just.
You're either going to make someone happy or shock them into.
It puts people in their place.
It does. It stops them in their tracks. Got headlines?
Yes, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Save time at the deli counter by ordering your meats and cheeses ahead of time on the Schnucks Rewards app. Download it today. So I didn't do too much with the impeachment talk because I knew we would hit it early in the show. But earlier today, Trump did say he was too busy for the hearings.
No, I didn't. I did not watch it. I'm too busy to watch it. It's a witch hunt. It's a hoax. I'm too busy to watch it. So I'm sure I'll get a report. There's nothing. I have not been briefed. No, there's nothing there. I see they're using lawyers that are television lawyers. They took some guys off television. You know, I'm not surprised to see it because Schiff can't do his own questions.
You got Judge Judy.
That
Joe
would be
Brown.
Awesome.
That would be awesome.
Dig up Judge Wapner.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is sick again. She has a stomach bug, and she's missing Supreme Court arguments due to this illness.
I don't mean this disrespectfully.
I co-sign whatever you're about to say.
Trump, if he's reelected, is going to have at least the Ginsburg seat. I mean, there comes a point. These people, God love them. This should not be a to the grave job. You know, like at some point, if you're missing a lot of work because you're sick, you shouldn't be doing any job.
She wouldn't be there if there was a Democrat in
office.
She would have retired.
And it's just wrong.
She's hanging on.
It's just wrong. If they were Republican, I'd say the same
thing. Yeah, I was going to say, don't you see why she won't give it up? She's probably under enormous pressure. I was thinking about this earlier today. I'm glad you said that, Dave, that it shouldn't be a to the grave thing. Why is it like this with the Supreme Court? Why is it who's ever in office gets to make the pick and they're there for life?
Because if it wasn't, it would be
pandemonium.
We would start using politics to change the rules and limit the service.
Yeah, they want him to be like Roberts, who is put in by a conservative, and yet he's been very, very liberal, and that's what they want. And it's happened many times, especially in the modern court. They want them to be able to do whatever they want to do
and
not be
like,
removed.
Yeah, not feel like if I don't do what they want me to do, I'm going to lose my job. Or if I don't obey this new president, then I'm going to lose my job. So I get it. But lifetime.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I think that.
Would you put a time limit on it or would you put an age on it?
I would probably put an age on it.
So it doesn't matter when you're elected. You can be elected when you're 25. Well, I mean, I know there's rules. So you could be elected when you're 45, put on the court when you're 45. You could put on the court when you're 65.
But I would also do this, and this may be in place. I don't know. Informally. I would also have an independent body that could just, you know, not monitor them all the time. Yeah. But when you, let's say that one of them was truly senile.
Right.
What would we do?
Yeah.
I mean, but
who's going to trust the independent body?
Right. Well, who's going to trust anyone?
Exactly.
Because if Ginsburg shows up wearing a, you know, a furry costume and she's lost her marbles and you say like,
or she finally gained her marbles, Dave. I mean, don't judge.
Anyway,
that's for her to do. She's the Supreme Court justice.
Why am I horny?
You guys remember Mark Sanford?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's suspending his presidential primary challenge.
And other
to Trump.
News, it was still going on.
I forgot he existed, but thanks for telling me that you suspended your challenge.
Got him. One
if you don't play the Sanford thing right now, I don't even know who you are.
Got him mentioned in one more headline.
What's that?
It got him mentioned in one more headline.
That's very
so,
true.
You know why not announce it?
Mark Sanford and Sue.
Fantastic! I love it. Awesome. I made a Chico stick.
You would want to smash CF into him.
These people are awesome.
Fantastic.
I made a Chico stick.
Eat my shorts.
That's a good one.
Yes.
That was mine.
At least we've heard of it.
I like it. Oh, yeah. How about Brady Bunch?
That's the way we became the Brady Bunch. Oh.
I love it.
If that's not played at your funeral.
Sue, did you know that when you were gone, we were talking about that and Dave goes, can you do it? And I went, yeah, I can do it. Like I was trying to do my own Sanford and Sue because I'm like, such a fan. I'm like, I can cover this.
Just play it from the computer.
I just Can you?
I was so eager to hop in there and try to do one myself.
Somebody on Twitter said you did a great job.
Well, thank you, Twitter.
It must be true.
So therefore, that's right.
This can be my final story for now, and none of you are going to care, but there's a Friends reunion special in the works at HBO Max.
Could not care less. And I watched it.
I will watch it. I think it'll be fun.
I'll watch
Who
it
Who cares?
Mm-hmm. All right, good.
You see the lady who, whose eye blew up?
What?
Because she was looking at her phone for too long.
Oh, no.
What?
Okay.
Is there video?
Okay.
They caught it live?
Okay.
No, but did you see the Facebook thing?
No.
I'll tell you about it as soon as Tony asks his question.
How does an eye blow up, and why would that be triggered by looking at a phone?
Lady.
Your eye.
She's from China.
It's bulging and blowing and popping. And,
with the ooze in the guts and they can't see anything. Yeah, she's just looking at her phone. Wouldn't stop. She's Chinese. Bam. Eye blew up.
She's Chinese, you say.
Yeah, that was the final straw for her eye.
Sure, sure.
Facebook has a glitch that they promise to fix soon. That when you are, say, sitting on your toilet and you're looking at Facebook, your phone camera can turn on.
Only when you're sitting on your toilet?
Yes. That's why it's a glitch.
That's disturbing.
How does it know?
I don't understand technology, but some guy noticed it and tweeted it, and then other people tried it, and it was taking pictures of their feet. And so they reached out to Facebook, and they're like, oh, right, yes. Yes, there is a glitch, and we're going to fix it with the next this, whatever. I'm so glad to not have social media. I do not need to be taking pictures of my ashy feet when I am pooping.
I'm not sure I understand how a glitch like that happens. That seems very specific.
Well, there's obviously got to be some sort of like Operation Flush where they were trying to collect some sort of data.
Yes.
Like if the phone is held at this angle, that means they're on the toilet and blah, blah, blah. And then they forgot about it.
How like only comes on when you're on the...
Thank you. See
it's
what I
just
mean?
It can turn on anything.
It's only if you're Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out for your eye.
It can sense when your eye's about to explode and it starts rolling video.
That's right.
Yeah. It starts shooting out eye-bursting lasers.
Also, did you see that we can make food out of air?
What?
Air meat and air pie?
Air pie?
Hey, watch your mouth.
I was going to say. Heard of something else.
What?
Air pie.
For real?
Oh, boy.
Once again, don't ask me how they do it. I don't know how a Chinese lady's eye blew up or how you take pictures of your feet when you're pooping, but there's articles out now that say that they can convert air into, I don't know why it's meat and pie, but those are the two stories I saw.
Did they just 3D
Maybe
print it?
Maybe they're able to take some spores out of the, like, condensed.
It sounds appetizing.
Yeah. They can 3D print food.
I'm going to have the air pie. Made from spores.
3D printing is the devil. I don't understand how it works. I feel like I could take classes from now until the last day of my life and still not understand even a little bit how it works.
Totally
agree. The food part is the one that I can't get over the hump.
Yeah, how does it turn into matter that you can consume?
They're able to 3D print spores that are then able to grow the plants that we could eat. But I don't get it. I don't know how you can 3D print organic matter.
Two behind-the-scenes stories. Between 1 and 10, Rage, how much do you hate it when I chew gum?
It's like a 9.5.
On the air or just in line?
He's a smacker.
Oh.
He's like,
no.
And he works it into what he's saying. He's like, can you hear me that? And I'm like, when are we going to spit the gum out? Like, I try to be polite about it, but it's not my favorite thing.
Also,
hate the second one.
To out her, but she's a cat. Can you tell the story you told me about the bug?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me put down the music. So
maybe Zoo News?
This is Zoo News for sure. So the other night, my cat Lucy is chasing a bug around.
Not just a bug.
I believe it was a house centipede. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, whatever. She's torturing it. I don't care. That's like my least favorite insect. So have at it, Luce. She proceeded to toy with it for a while. Then she scoops it into her mouth and starts chewing on it and eating it. And then she choked on it and hacked it up, looked at it for a second, and ate it again.
Hello, Kitty.
My perfect little princess, who I have kissed on the lips, ate a house centipede.
Twice.
Yeah. Coughed it up and then ate it again right in front of me.
You know, the centipede's
serving
like,
as a reminder that she is an animal and not my actual child, so...
Welcome back, guys. 428 DGS. Coming up in the next second, we're going to have Jeff Smith give us the Democratic spin, take, opinion on the proceedings today. 5 p.m. for all of you fellow paranormal Bigfoot lovers out there like Sue Thomas. We have a guy on who I heard on my beloved Sasquatch Chronicles who tells an amazing story. Sue, I want to hear what you say after this guy.
All right.
I think he may turn you around.
I'm ready.
There's no chance.
Dave Murray joined us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I had an assistant who was, this number of years ago, Mike Seuss. Mike, if you're listening, I know you are.
Hey, Mike.
He is
his nickname
definitely
Doctor?
Afraid. No, but he is deathly afraid of Bigfoot. Deathly afraid
what
of Bigfoot.
What a punk.
No, it's you just mentioned the name and he's like, oh no.
Has he seen the foot or
well,
he just
no, I think he just thinks one of these days it's gonna show up on his back doorstep.
Wow.
So he's a true believer.
Yes, absolutely.
I love this.
And actually he kind of made me a believer in the process.
Yes,
we worked together for a long time. Long time.
Shoot him a text, tell him to listen at 5 PM. He'll love this story.
Yeah, no kidding.
What do you guys think of this story? Jennifer Lopez says she is down to play Batman.
Sounds like Jennifer Lopez is trying to make herself relevant.
I mean, okay, let me just risk getting fired. Are there just no more rules?
I guess not.
There's no more rules if you are a protected class.
Yeah. What if George Clooney said he wanted to be Wonder Woman?
Then he would be
disrespectful.
He would be disrespectful.
Yeah, it would be like, wow, you're mocking all women.
And what if somebody reminded J-Lo that there was a character called Batgirl that you could
but you'd be limiting
be
her.
The Batgirl.
Yep, yep.
She doesn't want to be the Batgirl. She wants to be the Batman.
Batman.
So awfully curvy Batman. That's probably wrong to say, but we're all thinking.
Yeah, we are.
Adam West was a pretty curvy Batman.
Especially towards the end.
Not in the good way.
No. He had some knockers on him.
He did.
Hey guys, 1 week from today, it's the winter forecast, and Dave Murray is going to be in the studio with us.
Studio.
Dave Murray, you're a scientist, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He dabbles in science.
Yes. So, would you say that it is plausible that there are places in the United States that are dense and dense enough and yet to be fully discovered that there could be a creature like Bigfoot maybe hiding an unidentified species, whether it just be an unidentified species of ape or bear or something, that it's possible that there we could find something like that?
Sure.
Yes or no?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Thank
yes.
you.
I love that.
Take that, Sue Thomas!
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love that that's what came after. Dave, you're a scientist, right?
Well, I was trying to establish credibility.
Yeah.
I was trying to establish credibility.
Success, I think. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
I've been on this show a long time. We lost that a long time
ago. There's no need to have our guest on at 5 now.
Well, according to Sue Thomas, that there's no way that we've combed every section of every forest.
But every once in a while they say, hey, we just discovered a new species of this.
Dude, we put a video up today of a fish with a human face.
Yeah, that's true. However, I don't, Dave, expect them to come across a giant ape that none of us in the U.S. have found before now and have them say, ta-da! I don't know how we missed him for all these years.
You are so crappy.
Well, because he's
very Isn't she
quiet.
Mean?
Yeah.
She has such
he's
a toad.
Stealthy.
Yeah.
Now that she's dating a blue.
In all honesty, Dave, it's plausible, right? Yeah.
Why
retired
not?
Number.
Why not?
I just don't think
not?
It's likely. That's all.
What if Bobby Plager believed in Bigfoot?
Yeah, no kidding. What if Bobby Bear believed in it?
Did you say Bobby Bear?
Yeah, I heard
that. Kind of like that.
No, you said Bobby Bear.
Yeah, I did.
I heard you calling
he whispered
Bobby Bear
it
on the
under
phone.
Your breath.
I heard a phone. I overheard a phone call.
You
last
called
night.
Him Booty Booty Butt Lick Bear. All
it
night.
Always goes back to the butt.
Yeah.
Booty Booty.
Just say that at my funeral.
Man, that just popped out of your mouth. It That's really what's did. Amazing about
Why
that.
Why are you looking at
handsome Squidward?
Squidward?
Because I think the fish with a human face looks like handsome Squidward.
I can see it.
The handsome man.
He's more handsome.
He's so handsome.
That's what the fish looks like. Similar brow.
We should probably do the forecast.
But wait a second. One more thing about the fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So before today, before you knew that there was a real fish with a real human face,
mm-hmm.
you're fishing by yourself, and mm-hmm. that fish swims up. What do you do?
I think to myself, I don't remember doing a hit of acid before I got on this boat.
I start filming.
I try to talk to him. Because I figure if you got a human face, talking's right behind it.
You got to see this video, Dave. It's a carp, and it has a human face.
Okay. Like, it's not Photoshopped.
No. Evidently, it's a species. I don't think this is
a deformity?
No. I think this is like an actual human face fish.
Wow. See, there's got to be a Bigfoot then if a fish can do that.
99.9% of species on Earth have not been discovered.
I understand
That's
that.
Amazing.
I just don't think it's...
No chance of Bigfoot, though.
A large one in America.
No large species. Every large species in America has been discovered.
Well, that big, I think so. Yeah.
All the eight-footers.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of acres that probably nobody has ever stepped on.
Just the one that Dave Murray owns.
There you go.
That's right.
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
I haven't covered all that ground.
There's so many places on the Murray estate he's never been to.
Right. And you better believe nobody else has been there.
Did you?
Shocked.
You better believe that. You got to get through the moat first.
Did you see the picture of the puppy with the tail on his face today?
Did you see the picture
yes.
of the puppy?
Okay.
The unicorn.
With a tail on his face?
The unicorn
yeah.
puppy.
I'll
yeah.
send it to
trying
you.
Trying to one-up us on the
No,
face
I
fish?
Just saw it.
His tail comes out of his head?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they call him the unicorn puppy.
Yeah, they call him right Narwhal. Here.
There you go. Kind of does it wag?
Poor
does
puppy.
The tail wag when yeah, he's happy?
I'm not sure. I wasn't sure whether to feel sorry for him or not.
Oh, I would have that dog in a second.
But
I
do. Yeah. He's so cute.
It's just his little eyes make me sad.
Yeah, me too.
Not the tail between them?
I'm just saying he's looking up like,
does he have a nose where his
me?
Butt should be? My cousin did.
You can't go 2 minutes without using the word butt.
Butt?
Didn't have any of that. You can see. Just go to our website, 971talk.com.
It's in Missouri.
It's one of the top news stories.
Let's
yeah,
get
it's
him.
Right around
of course
here.
It is.
Let's get him on the show for Paranormal Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you're saying your dog has a tail in his face. Yes. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, Jackson, Missouri. So, yeah, it's
he's so sweet.
It's on our website.
Road trip.
So, Rufus, no, what's it like having a tail on your forehead?
It doesn't move.
It doesn't move.
Okay. Nice.
Narwhal.
Great. What's the chimp say again?
Oh.
What are we doing? What are we
I
seriously?
I have no clue.
What are we doing? See,
I
here's the
thought
thing.
We were doing weather, but people,
yeah, I know.
Not.
People
yeah.
tune in to this show for the first time, and they hear me ranting about politics in the 3 o'clock hour, and they're like calling their friends. You got to hear this guy. It's all about politics. They tune in. It's like, hey, Rach, what's a chimp go? Ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
Yeah, what noise does a monkey make?
Wait a second.
All right, the Kill forecast. Them.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, please.
All right. We have a cold front coming through almost any time now. It's a dry front, not bringing down.
A cold
really,
front?
Really cold front. Yeah. That's right. Like, what did we have, huh? It's a reinforcement of the cold air. So we're going to stay well below average tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But each day gets a little bit better. By the weekend, we're 45 on Saturday, 49 on Sunday, which will seem like a heat wave with at least a little bit of sunshine. But all is dry. There's no big storms. Hang in there. I think we've got 50s for highs all of next week.
Ooh, oh, okay.
Nice. Okay.
That'll be hot. You'll be out in a T-shirt complaining
red
it's
hot.
Too hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say but.
You just did.
Ah! Thanks, Dave.
All righty.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. So here's the power that I wield. 17 seconds ago, I heard a promo for the Mark Cox Show with former Senator Jeff Smith, and I said, damn it, get me Jeff Smith, and he's already on the phone. Hello, Jeff.
It just is that quick. I get a text from your producer, and you say jump, I say how high.
You just drop what you're doing, You tell the family, like, I gotta go. The bat signal's out there, and here he is.
My kids are alone right now, you know, because I had to do this, Dave. So let's hope nothing happens. I hope I don't get hotlined, like, you know, by any.
They're going to be fine. So how much of the proceedings could you take today?
You know, I watched a couple hours and I had to jump on a couple, you know, a couple calls and stuff. But I watched, I'd say, 2/3 of it today.
And what was your overall takeaway?
Well, my overall takeaway is that I feel like a couple of the Republican lines of defense are just so easily kind of parried, right? Like they say, well, you know, Ambassador Taylor, everything you're saying is hearsay. You know, you haven't talked to President Trump. Well, that's because anyone who actually has been talking to President Trump has been prohibited by the White House from taking part in any of this or from, you know, from doing any testimony, submitting any documents, anything. So I think that line of argument is pretty easily overcome. Mm-hmm. You know, one of their second big points was, well, if the aide ended up getting released, then how is this, you know, then how can you prove that anything was done wrong? They got their money. Well, the aide got released within 24 hours of the whistleblower first reporting, you know, his or her complaint. So obviously, you know, it was not necessarily done because people thought, oh, you know what, this is a good idea. It was done because of fear that it would be used against the White House, that it had been inappropriately held up. So I know we're getting down a little bit into the weeds, but I think the two main Republican arguments don't really hold a lot of water that I heard today. What were your thoughts, Dave?
I'm just always so unimpressed with Capitol Hill. You know, I walk away with my overarching thing being, I can't believe these are the idiots that are running our government. They just all seem so ineffectual on both sides. But overall, I think they all did it. You know, I wasn't born yesterday. Hunter Biden got that job because his dad's a vice president. Now, whether that's illegal or just nepotism, I don't know. But there's no doubt that something wonky happened. And you're going to have to convince me that Donald Trump wasn't looking for dirt on Biden, because that's what Donald Trump does. Hell, he just gave that interview to Stephanopoulos the day after the Mueller report came out saying, sure, I'd listen to someone else, another foreign country with opposition research. And then all of this happens. You know, again, I wasn't born yesterday. I'm not sure it's an impeachable offense. And even if it is, I don't think that this Republican Senate's going to convict him. But yeah, I think they're all good for pretty much all of it.
Yeah, so a few thoughts. First of all, regarding your first point about the quality of people on Capitol Hill, you know, LBJ famously said when he got to the House of Representatives, I spent my first 6 months wondering how in the hell I got here, and then the rest of my time wondering how in the hell everybody else did.
That's great.
So, you know, but I do think it was an improvement, actually, to have attorneys do a lot of the questioning as opposed to the members themselves. The members are primarily focused on grandstanding and trying to have a viral moment. Whereas, you know, like the Democrats' counsel, Adam Schiff's counsel, I thought, you know, was focused, wasn't grandstanding, and was just looking like a good prosecutor trying to get information. Secondly, I agree with you. Like, what Hunter Biden did was clearly nepotism. It was clearly poor judgment and not appropriate. There was no crime committed, but Democrats look foolish when they refuse to even address that, because that's, you know, what he did shouldn't be defended by anyone. And Biden probably should have not been involved in Ukraine policy.
Yeah.
That said, what Biden was pushing for was in accordance with our nation's policy and in accordance with the policy of essentially the global West, right? The European Union, and in pretty much, you know, every one of our allies wanted to get rid of that prosecutor, unlike what happened in this case, which was Donald Trump, you know, engineering the contravention of U.S. policy, you know, through this quote unquote irregular channel. If he thought this, if, you know, those Republicans who are saying, well, you know, this is just a policy disagreement that members of the deep state had, you know, with the president, and, you know, they shouldn't be doing this. Well, if Donald Trump thought that what he was doing was actually appropriate, he wouldn't have needed to resort to this quote-unquote irregular channel led by Rudy Giuliani. And like you said, you know, there really isn't that much of a dispute about the facts here, because Trump and Rudy Giuliani and Mick Mulvaney briefly admitted exactly what they did, that, of course, this was a search for dirt on the political opponent.
Jeff, you've been in the back rooms on the state level. It's a very bottom line. What do you think the Democrat play is here? Do you think they really know that they're not going to get a conviction, but hopefully he goes into 2020 weakened? And if so, what is the risk that they're taking?
I think that's probably right. I think there's a small chance that some other, that we do, you know, I feel like we've found, you know, kind of a smoking gun. You're going to have a seven-figure donor to the president, who we will likely see come and testify that, yes, they conditioned the aid, you know, because he's already revised his previous testimony to say that, yes, we did condition the aid upon this investigation. And I think that's kind of a smoking gun, but there may be even more things that emerge. We did learn a couple new things today. And so there's probably a small chance, you know, 10-15% that there is, you know, a conviction by the Senate. But that's highly unlikely. So, and I think Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are playing the percentages, which is that there's an overwhelming chance there's no removal. But if they can sway public opinion from 50% supporting conviction and removal to 55 or 57 or 58, then you get to a point where several Republican senators, like a Susan Collins in Maine, a Cory Gardner in Colorado, who are up for reelection in swing states, may vote for conviction. And then if you have, you know, Mitt Romney may well do so. Johnny Isaacson or Mike Enzi, Republican senators from Georgia and Wyoming, who are not up for reelection and are going to retire from politics. You've got five or six people who may vote for it. And if you can get a bipartisan vote that doesn't get to 2/3, of course, then you've got a powerful statement going into the fall that senators of both parties agreed that this is wrong and deserving of removal. And then I think maybe he is a little more damaged.
Very good. Jeff, we'll see you next time on Think Tank. We appreciate you joining us today.
Great to talk to you, Dave.
Right,
have
thanks,
a great
man.
Week.
I like that guy. Mm-hmm. Very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, shoot straight. Well, Sue, you are 10 minutes away from believing in Bigfoot.
All right.
Oh, yes.
This guy's great.
Paranormal Wednesday.
He's just a normal guy.
I love you.
Very soft-spoken, outdoorsman who had an amazing encounter with Bigfoot. Here's one way. Like, when people try to convince me that Jesus is real,
yeah.
One of the ways they do is they say, like, well, look at all the martyrs. Look at all the people who went to their deaths rather than denounce that they had seen Jesus risen, all that stuff. That's very compelling to me. I also look at people in the paranormal world who changed their whole lives. You know, this guy's he's not a millionaire because he saw Bigfoot, but it's like taken over his life. So I believe that people like this saw something.
Yeah.
And this guy has an amazing story.
15-second synopsis, just as the tease.
Out hunting.
Yeah.
Completely not expecting it. And this thing comes up from a creek. And they have, like, this standoff. And unlike most of them, where it lasts for 3 seconds, this one goes bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.